I've bought down a relic off the Lockhart ship, and it's a I would say probably an entree plate, and we had it in our family. Someone took it off the wreck and gave it to our family, and I always had the intentions of bringing it here after my father passed away, but he's gone into a nursing home, and we've just finished cleaning out his house, and I've decided to bring it down here without his knowledge.
And we won't tell him. What can you tell us about how the plate came into your family? Do you know the details of how it arrived?
I think it was a friend of my father's who used to ride the bike. My father was a cyclist, and he won the Warrnambool twice. And it was a friend of his, I think, that got it when he was diving on the wreck, and he gave it to my dad. And I think it's been in the family about 30 to 40 years anyway.
And it's in quite good condition, isn't it?
Yeah, it just sat in my mother's crystal cabinet. I think from the time they got it, it was never moved. And, yeah, and it was just sort of propped up there in the crystal cabinet for all those years.
Now, I don't think there's anything actually on it that says it's from the Lockhart as such, is there? So how did you know that it was from the Lockhart?
It was told to my dad that it was, and this fella that gave it to him evidently was on the dive and brought these relics up, and he just gave, I think there was two plates, yeah, and Dad got one.
Now, the decision to donate it to Flagstaff Hill then, as you mentioned, is something you've been thinking of for a while?
Oh, yeah. I'd say probably about 20 years. I used to look at it and think, this shouldn't be here. It should be in a gallery or so, because it belongs to everybody. And these sort of things, I knew you couldn't sell it. But I just sort of felt in my heart that it should be on display for everybody to see. So I had the intentions that it would eventually come back down here.
And you've driven down from Bairnsdale. How carefully did you pack it for the trip?
Not very. We just had it wrapped in a tea towel and a plastic supermarket bag. But we called into some friends at Maryborough, and she got a box. She was really concerned about it and wrapped it. And, yeah, so it travelled down better the last half of the journey than it did the first half.
I gather it's some time since you've been to Warrnambool as well. You've had a good look around Flagstaff Hill, I think. What do you make of the city these days?
It's changed a little bit. We haven't been down here for a long time, but we're going to go down and have a look at Flag, you know, down the bottom. And, yeah, it's lovely, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to come back.
And you mentioned your dad had won the Melbourne to Warrnambool a couple of times, did he?
Yes, my dad's Wally O'Brien, and he won the Melbourne to Warrnambool in 58 and 64, I think, was it? Yeah, 64. And he ran fourth, and he had quite a few placings. And, yeah, so everyone knows now that belonged to Wally O'Brien.
Well, a very nice donation, certainly, to Flagstaff Hill and to Warrnambool. I'm sure lots of people are going to look forward to coming to see the article once it's on display.
Oh, I'm really happy, and I'm pleased, you know, that I've done it, and I hope everyone gets enjoyment out of it.